little boy, Nanhe, used to walk many miles to his school barefooted. Yes, dear all, without shoes. And nobody knew that this small child will one day will break and will move away from all the stereotype behavior of society. Yes, he was the one who participated in India's freedom struggle. Who was he? We will learn. Hello everyone, welcome back all of you to my podcast. Hope you all are fine and taking a very, very good care of yourself. Well, the story of this little boy is a very interesting one. But before I say something about this little boy and his achievement, let me ask you one question. Let me draw your attention towards that important place where only one thing is observed, and that is peace. Early in the morning, we crossed the ghat where fires were still smoldering and gazed with Western minds into the Ganges. Mary Oliver, an American poet, said beautifully about the place Varanasi. Dear all, this is a place which is indeed a peaceful place. A place which makes us realize that all your glories will one day will be merged into the Ganges, isn't it? Last year, I also got chance by my destiny to visit this place, and I really observed that this place has some kind of significance in our lives. And if you also get chance, you do visit this place. Why? As the ghats are really mesmerizing with only one thing, and that is silence. Whenever you get time, you do visit. This is a place where this little boy got his education. Yes, I'm talking here about that little boy who later raised a strong slogan: Hail the soldier, hail the farmer, Jai Jawan, Jai Kisan. And we all know him very well. Yes, you all are right and your guesses are right. He was none other than our Shastri Ji, meaning scholar. As the word Shastri means scholar. Indeed, on 2nd October in the year 1904, in Ramnagar, Ahmedabad, Mughal Sarai, United Provinces, British India, he lost his father when he was only a year and a half old. So, his mother had a great influence on his life. She took him and his two sisters to her father's house to settle them down. And this was the place which was full of peace. Yes, dear all, he was sent to Varanasi. From there, where he stayed with maternal uncle and joined Harishchand High School. And I saw this school, a very simple one, but yes, preaching a life lesson. And that is why such a person got the schooling from this place. He was fond of reading books and reading especially the verses of Guru Nanak. Reading was something about which he was passionate. He got influenced by the Bapu and dedicated his life to the service of nation by just listening to his speech. And later he joined NCM. NCM is what? Non-cooperation movement. He was arrested also, but all these things could not make him feel scared. He enrolled himself at Nationalist Kashi Vidyapeeth, where he got the title Shastri Scholar. Right? Oh, so he was a great man. I'm using this word repeatedly, isn't it? He was great as he moved away from the stereotype behavior of the society. We all know, still today, you must have seen what a very common thing which is accepted during the marriage by the groom's family. What's that? Dowry. And in the year 1927, you can just imagine, during those years, this was very common. This was something which was important to maintain the groom's status, isn't it? During that time, he accepted only charkha and a few yards of khadi as a dowry. This was his greatness. And this was his courage, isn't it? He participated in Salt Satyagraha and he worked as the organizing secretary of Parliamentary Board of UP in the year 1937. He spent around 9 years in the prison. You can just imagine that how this kind of thing must have influenced his thoughts. So what he did, he utilized this time, yes, the time behind the bars, he used this time in reading books and became familiar with the work of Western philosophers, revolutionaries and social reformers. So he used this time and he translated the autobiography of Marie Curie into Hindi language. So in this way he utilized his time. Nothing could actually made him feel low. He was the self-motivated person, isn't it? In the year 1951, that is, I'm talking here now after the independence, he was made General Secretary of All India Congress Committee with Jawaharlal Nehru as the President. He also served as a Minister of Railway and Transport in the Central Cabinet from the year 1951 to 56. But one incident happened, and that was a railway accident at Mehboob Nagar which led to the death around 112. And with this incident, what he did, you can just draw the level of honesty which he was carrying with him. Naturally, what he did, he gave resignation. In the year 1957, he returned to the cabinet as the first Minister of Transport and Communications and then as a Minister of Commerce and Industry. In the year 1961, he became the Minister of Home. But the death of Nehru left a void in the office on 27th May 1964. Shastri was instituted as the Prime Minister on 9th June by the President K. Kamraj. And he worked again with his own ways, naturally. But his tenure was short and ineffectual in dealing with the economic crisis and the food shortage. But the most important thing which he commanded was the huge respect among the masses. And therefore he pushed up the Green Revolution in India, although he was not alive to see it. But this later on led a very important thing. It led India to become food surplus nation. He also pushed up white revolution. So he was really a great, isn't it? I hope you will agree with me. His tenure was short. And in that short tenure only, he witnessed Indo-Pak War also. And this war ended on 23rd September 1965. And when the war ended, what he said? He said that there is a need to bring to an end the deeper conflicts, and which can be ended only through peaceful existence. So he emphasized on peaceful existence, coexistence. Okay, his death at Tashkent was due to the heart attack, as it was stated, and left everyone in a great shock. Known for his honesty and humility, he was the first person to be posthumously awarded Bharat Ratna. A memorial was also built on Vijay Ghat in Delhi for him. So, he is still there in our hearts as a great statue of honesty. If you really want to learn honesty in your life, follow his ideals. And trust me, you will definitely learn something. You will definitely earn something in your life. And what's that? The great values. Stay connected with me to learn more. Till then, take very good care of yourself. And bye-bye.